Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
That are very, I won't say sin conscious, but they're sin conscious not to do things wrong. And they make a big effort. But guess what? That won't save you. It won't save you. You can be almost perfect in your avoiding of things that are sin, and you still die in your sin. That won't save you. And so what occurs is this is a reference to the finished work of Jesus. What Jesus did, amen, as a high priest. Come on, somebody. See, we have a high priest, and they had a high priest as well. Now, what we do is, in 1 John 1:9, the word of God says, if you commit a sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Isn't that right? Well, guess what? You're already born again. That's a scripture for born again believers. It's like washing your hands. The consequences, God has saved you beyond the consequences of sin. All right, let me go again. That's why a person can be backslidden and then they go to heaven. See, what it do, it'll affect them down here. See, if a person can be backslidden, they can repent and be back in fellowship. That's why it's called backslidden. The concept of backslide is not a concept for sinners. A sinner not a backslider. A sinner is a sinner. He isn't backslidden. He's a sinner. He's dead in trespasses and sin. But a backslider, many times, I don't know, it's a backslider. You know, people won't say it that much, but y'all know what I'm talking about. See, a backslider knows God. A backslider is born again. But he's functioning in the flesh. I didn't know I was going to go here on this. But he's functioning in the flesh. He's out of fellowship. So, but what he has to do, he has 1 John 1:9. He can confess his sin and God will forgive him. Are you with me? But a sinner is a sinner. He must be born again. And what this is explaining here in Hebrews is it's explaining how this is possible. How it's different from what they knew in the law. See, the Jews knew the law. Now, this is over here in the New Testament. Am I right? This is Hebrews. It's right. It's the New Testament. This is Hebrews. But what it's describing is the difference of Jesus as a high priest, and we're a believer priest, from those people in the law that knew the law, the Levitical priesthood. It was called the Levitical priesthood. And the scripture is saying it's something that Levitical priesthood could not accomplish. It couldn't change the people. So you can be like this, like that, and have the peace of God. And have the joy of your salvation. Sinners can't have that. Sinners can be blessed and can't have that. They don't have the peace of God. Now, what the people had in Leviticus, they were blessed. They were externally blessed because they weren't born again. They were externally blessed. Their crops grew. They had plenty of animals. They were walking in prosperity. Their enemies couldn't defeat them. But they didn't have the peace of God. You didn't get the peace of God. Peace of God can't be given externally. And it said it couldn't make it. What it was saying was, although they had all these things that they did in the Levitical priesthood, it could not make them perfect. It could not mature them and bring them to the point where they had to be to have a relationship with God. Amen. How many of you know you're perfect? Oh no, you trying to say, is that a setup question? You trying to set us up? I ain't gonna say nothing on that. Yeah, you perfect. You have to. You can't get saved unless you are. See, another way, because of Jesus, Lord have mercy. You're not in the kingdom on your own reputation. I'm not in on my reputation. I couldn't have got in. You couldn't have got in. You're not in on your reputation on how good you were when you decided you go do right. That was, you still wasn't good enough. Nobody was still good enough. We in on Jesus' record. He's perfect. I said, he's perfect. And so what it's saying, the law could not produce that with man. Now, here's my point. And I'm going to wrap this up. This is what is occurring here in Hebrews. When you look at Hebrews, let me give a few more scriptures. It said, For it is not possible, verse 4, that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. You going on that cross. Remember they had to kill that lamb at the Passover and put the blood over the door? And they had to cook the lamb and eat all of it? That's Jesus. When he said, but a body you have prepared me. God said, here I want a lamb that was perfect. No bruises. Lord have mercy. And that's what I said with Jesus. He was bruised for our iniquities, but his bones wasn't broken. The way Jesus was handled, even on the cross, had to fit the prophecy of a sacrificial lamb. And so in that Passover, that's what we parallel with the Passover. Now this has meaning today. Well, what all that Bible stuff had to do with today? What that had to do with me today? It had to do with your faith. It had to do with you, when you stand before God. You're not standing on your own reputation. You're standing on Jesus' name. You're standing in perfection because you decide to be born again. Now, the part in Hebrews we look at is we look at the scriptures, and I'm going to go over there, and it won't take a long time to do it. I'll get right over there. It says, wherefore he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering with thou not, but a body hast thou prepared me in burnt offering and sacrifices for sin. Read verse 6 with me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. You know what God is saying? I don't need all that. I'm not pleased by all that. I'm training y'all. Okay, so all right, let's back up now. You look at again some of the scriptures. It says, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. That's what they gave in the Levitical priesthood. That's what they were offering. They had to bring burnt offerings and sacrifices for what? Sin. Sin separates. Man separated from God by sin. He said he has no pleasure. He said, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the books, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Now this is Jesus. Above, when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. That's in your Bible, right? Now, what is all that stuff about there? All that about the law, Reverend? Well, what it is the law, the Levitical priesthood and law, it revealed to man his sin nature, where he was, and it revealed God's holiness. The law will reveal God's perfection and man's degraded state. The law will tell you how messed up you are. Because see, the law, the scriptures say the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Amen. You look in this book. You look in this here. This is how you'll know if you are right or not. Well, you know, come think of it, Pastor. When I read that, I just come on. Well, that's okay. You got the blood of Jesus. Yeah, based on that book, you still don't measure up, but by the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody give me a wave. Say, but the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus. for the blood. Nobody can measure up apart from the blood of Jesus. And so here with Jesus, and we looked at the early part of Hebrews when we talk about his priesthood ministry, says Jesus is a faithful high priest. Okay, now, he's the priest. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. We are the believer priest. Now, so in any case, it says, and then I skip, it said, burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Now go to verse 10, it says, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Well, let me back up so you'll have the picture of it. Verse 8, above when he says, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, for thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Verse 9. Then said he, read it with me aloud if you would. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. All right, let's read that again. All right, verse 10. You ready? By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. How many times? How many times? Right. The Word of God said Jesus entered into the holiest of holies as a high priest once for the sins of all mankind. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. But the Levitical priest, when did he have to go in? He entered in once a year. He had to go in every year. Now, remember we said this teaching is called a person, a process, and a system. All right? One more time. A person, a process, and a system. Okay, you got a person, it's Jesus. The process is Romans 10:9-10. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The process. That's the faith process. That's how you get saved. Nobody gets saved any other way. They couldn't get saved like that in the Old Testament Leviticus. Jesus hadn't died. They couldn't believe on the finished work of Jesus. He hadn't come yet. So how was God going to bless them, cause them to be blessed? He did it by a system. The Levitical priesthood was a system. And that system had a priest. It was the high priest. He went in. He went in with the sacrifices. And the sacrifices identified what people were doing. What are they doing? Lying, stealing. All the sins you could think of, they was doing them. But that law would break them from doing them, because the more when they were aware, they would give sacrifice. Now, you know, when a person, like a person, you know, before you got born again as a sinner, regular sinner, you weren't showing up to church asking to get forgiveness for lying last week. Sinners ain't coming into church to tell you what their sins are. They figure they're all right. They ain't asking God. Now, if they're asking God to forgive them, they saved. They just don't go to church. You know, so I don't want to confuse church going with it, but it has to do with the process. So, when you came to church, that's when you got in the Word of God. You begin to learn your relationship, how to interact, because you were growing in the Lord. Your flesh was still trying to dominate in different ways, some more so than others. Can you say amen? Y'all mighty quiet. Y'all don't get that point about the flesh. Your flesh didn't get saved. When you came to the Lord, you were still cussing. You maybe had cut back 50%, but But my point to understand was, when you got saved, that became an issue, even to you. But certain things the Spirit of God began to check you on. Can you say amen? Well, these people, they had the law. They were living under the law. Like if you could put people under the law and you start giving them rules, you know, like if some of you grew up in a strict home and you got them rules on a whooping to go with the rule, you know, you get a rule, you break the rule, you get a whooping, you remember, you pretty good to them rules. I ain't talking about you just running wild doing everything you want to do. See, they had the law. They know what was right or wrong. And even then, they missed it, but they had to come and make those offerings. Let me go away from this. So here, Jesus, somebody said, sister, when he died and was raised from the dead, he delivered, man became delivered from this system. This was a whole system. So you can bring God anything you want. You can bring God anything you want. He wants to know, do you know Jesus? Have you asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? Nothing else counts. Well, you know, I ain't really saved, but you know, I believe in giving to the church and treating people right. You're going to hell. That's where you go. That's not going to do it. You can't come up with some idea you have that's going to please God because you feel good that you're doing it. It doesn't work like that. God makes the rules here, buddy. This is God's book. See, Jesus has come and died for your helping the church and treating people right. You gotta come harder than that. You gotta give your life to Jesus who died on the, oh Lord have mercy, died on the cross, amen, that you might be saved, amen. He shed his blood. He who knew no sin became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are, say this with me, say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's your identity. But Jesus' identity, you had to look at Jesus' identity. Jesus' identity as a high priest, it replaced the Levitical priesthood. This relationship that we have, it replaced all that offering. And sometimes you take time to read through Leviticus, amen, all the things they had to do. It's very detailed. God is so detailed. He is perfect. And you want to know how perfect? You read Leviticus and you look at some things that are sin. You say, that's a sin. That's a sin. So it's been sin that people don't even know a sin. But anyway, we have Jesus. Now we grow in righteousness. I'm going to move from this. So it says, by the will of, verse 10, by the will of which we are sanctified, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For every priest standeth daily, verse 11, this is Hebrews 10:11, standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Well, what was that about? That's Leviticus. It couldn't get away. It could, they're doing this over and over, but it couldn't take away sin. It didn't have the power to do it. But this man, read verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, somebody say forever, one more time, forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Lord have mercy. Woo! From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. His enemies. The enemies of Jesus. Poverty. Sickness. Disease. Bitterness. Loneliness. Anger. Wrath. Malice. The enemies of God. Until they be made his footstool. Come on, somebody. Jesus' enemies are your enemies. And so, and here with the Levitical priesthood, having replaced the Levitical priesthood. And I wanted to go over here, but I'll go over it next time. When you look at this, it said, from henceforth, expect until his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever. Somebody say forever. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Underline that word there. That word is perfected. You reading it right? In terms of like the teaching of faith and all this, this is not an area where people go to a lot. They don't go to this lot. They'll go over to Hebrews 11, you know, get on faith and everything. But this part right here, this is very foundational. Because the enemy, certain areas, when you step out in them and you believe in God, the enemy will challenge your faith in your identity as a saved person. You've got to know what it's built on and how it was built. You must know spiritually how God, well, it'll sure help to know it, how God did this, because the devil know all your dirt. The devil, who was your father, knows all your dirt. He know your temptations. So you've got to know that you know that just because the devil bring them up, that don't mean that you had the consequences. You've been born again. You've been born again from the consequences of that through the blood of Jesus. Because those things are very real. They did happen, and that was you. Well, that's kind of tough, isn't it? Yeah. That's why it cost the blood of Jesus to fix it. Because the devil knew it. The devil will blackmail you. He'll leverage you. He said, now come on, you ain't really. Come on. No, it's that blood of Jesus. When you look at perfection, so when you look at this, to know how this came about, when you stand there and you telling demons they got to go, when you speaking to sickness and disease, you're telling us it's got to go. You don't need the devil trying to remind you of who you used to be. You're not that no more. You're forgiven. God's made you. What happened to you, you didn't do it. The transformation that happened to you, what happened to you, you didn't do it. God did it. Now, the renewing of your mind, that transformation, you have a part in that because you have to yield your thoughts. But the salvation, what makes you different from who you used to be, you didn't do that. God did that. That's the work of God through the blood of Jesus. You didn't do it. We didn't save ourselves. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. We're not only saved by the blood of Jesus, we're saved by the process that only He could execute. We're saved by the person, the process, and the system. Woo, Jesus. Saved by the what? The person, Jesus. The process, faith in the finished work of Jesus, and the system, which is a priesthood. You were put in, you know how long you've been in the priesthood? Ever since you've been saved. There's some things about us we need to hear more often. I remember like in the football team, one of the things that good coaches do, they remind you that you're a champion. You don't know you're a champion yet. Well, what he's letting you know is, the stuff I'm giving you, we're going to win. You're the champion. He got to get you to hear it, believe it, speak it, and practice like that. That's a transformation part. You got to hear that. You got to hear you're a champion. You got to hear you. Your circumstances may tell you you're trying to get by. That's not your identity. You the head and not the tail. The word says, till he make his enemies his footstool. You got to see yourself through the eyes of God. Lord have mercy. And you must know the person. You must know the process. And the system that made it possible. It's people in China, saved like you saved. They're walking in victory. It's people in Africa, saved like you saved. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They named the name of Jesus. Calling those things like God said to Abraham did that. Be not as though they were. Operating like your heavenly Father. Amen. You're not alone. You're in a system filled with millions of believers. You're not alone, amen. You're the product of a process that can't be counterfeited. Jesus, come into my heart. Believing with your heart and confessing your mouth. You're the byproduct of a man from Galilee. Came to earth, amen. Lived and died on a cross and was raised from the dead. Shed his blood, knew no sin. He walked in perfection. Redeemed us from all the curse of the law. Amen. And so I thank God for Jesus. Amen. And last but not least, it says, wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that, he had said before, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and in their minds. Will I write them? And their sins, read this with me, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Give the Lord a praise. I'm through. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, glory to God, somebody. I said, you serve a mighty God, saints. I said, saints, you got potential. You got to know about it. You got to speak forth what God has already done. You in a new system, amen, with a new process and a Savior, amen, seated at the right hand of the Father. Where he ever lives, he's making his enemies his footstool, the word says. My God, you didn't do it on your own. You say, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that. No, not only not thinking of it, you got to know it's written right here. Read it right here. It's a believer that haven't read it. Read this. This is your identity. This is your identity that it's talking about. This is me that's talking about me. Yes, you. God made it possible. But he did it. And I'm thinking, oh, man, those people in the Levitical priesthood, man, they were blessed. Nobody could defeat them. Any army they went out against, they defeated them. They prospered. They were wealthy. They prospered. They grew. They grew in numbers. Their numbers grew. They multiplied everywhere they went. That was all in the Levitical priesthood. Well, if they can function like that under a priesthood that couldn't change them, what should you be doing? What should be happening with a new and better covenant established on better promises? I say, do you expect more? Are you willing to expect more? Are you willing to add some more things to that goal list you have? Are you willing to attempt to do some things that God's been speaking to your heart about? You're not by yourself. You're not alone. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Say, according to the word of God, I've been equipped, born again by the blood of Jesus to do exploits in my generation to the glory of God. I'll leave this place expecting more, to do more, to be used of God by the Holy Spirit in my life. My family is blessed. My life is blessed. What I touch prospers. And I give God the glory for divine health, divine healing. My mind hears the voice of God. And I speak forth that which I hear to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're out there, wherever you may be, listening to, by the device or whatever, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, even if you're in here, pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are God's Son. You died for my sins. You were buried and raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. I believe you heard my prayer, Jesus, and that you have come in. Jesus, you are the high priest. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit according to your word. I believe that I receive. I'm now filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm born again according to my prayer and my belief that I receive from you. In Jesus' name, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road, on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location, in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.